It is good to be gathered with you again this morning. I sort of feel like I owe an apology to the folks that gather here regularly. I did not very well inform you about some of our travels, and so the past travels and other appointments. So the past 6 weeks have been absent. We've been absent for Sunday morning services. So I hardly feel like I deserve this opportunity, but since it was assigned me, I will take it. So, and I do want to do a little better letting you know what happens in my life or our lives from here out, but it just sort of got away from me. Well, welcome to each one. And I know that we're gathered here this morning for a variety. We're in here for a variety of reasons. Some of you are here because you came to celebrate the holiday, the beginning of the holidays, if you please. Some of you are here because you came to mourn. But I trust that one thing that unites all of us is a spirit of gratitude. We've just begun what we know, what we recognize, what we call the holiday season. And it's not been planned this way, I don't think, but for some reason, I think it's sort of serendipitous, at least, if not providential, that we begin the holiday season with the day of Thanksgiving. And I'd like for us to think this morning a little bit about the connection between gratitude, thanksgiving, and praise. Now they're all related in some way, but they're not exactly the same thing. And so I just, in musing about the season, I thought it does seem rather interesting that we begin it with a day of thanksgiving. I think, though, we owe this. We need to stop and realize that the day that we call the day of thanksgiving is not equally appreciated or enjoyed by every race in this nation. And I was not so much aware of that, because the history classes that I would have taken would have characterized the day that this harks back to as a day when there was a uniting of the races and they came together, and it was a time of thankfulness. I don't understand all that happened there, but at least in some people's minds, that was more a day that people got together to try to figure out how they're going to do some things, how they're going to work together politically, how they're going to respect each other, and so forth. Not so much a day of turkey and pumpkin as I thought it was. But anyhow, just to say that for some people, Thanksgiving does not, for the Native Americans, Thanksgiving does not feel the same as it does to us. And so I think that we ought to at least recognize that as we think of these things. On Wednesday evening, we had an appropriate worship service where our focus was to think about God. It helped us reflect on God and his provisions. And those provisions are a gift to all of us. And it was, I felt, a very appropriate way to recognize the day of Thanksgiving. And I'd like to, in some measure, continue that theme briefly this morning here. But I'd like to talk a little about the differences between thanksgiving and gratitude. Like you know, they are related, but they're not quite one and the same thing. And I'll illustrate it by this, that parents will often, I'm going to say, insist on thankfulness from a child with a puckered lip. The spirit of gratitude is completely lost in the heart of a child that's forced to say thank you for a gift that they think they deserve, or however. And so our thanksgiving can degenerate into little more than just saying thank you. And there are times that that is appropriate. To say thank you, children are taught to be polite. And to this day, sometimes I say thank you when I'm wanting to be polite. Now, please don't judge me if I thank you for something. But it's what's expected when we are given something. It doesn't necessarily reveal the heart, though. I would characterize thanksgiving or thank you as an act, and I would characterize gratitude as something that we feel in our hearts, something that we live. And so as we embrace this coming week, I think one of the things that needs to pervade this body as we look at adding to our number on the pastoral team, one thing that we can do is live a life of gratitude. And I know I'm sort of switching here on you, but I'm doing it. I just felt like we ought to think about this, that we can thank God for where we are. We can thank God for the opportunity we have of adding to our number as pastors. But I think that has to be somehow couched in a sense of gratitude. And gratitude, I believe, will produce worship, and worship will help us to receive what God gives us as a gift from Him. And so the one thing that I would like for us to think about as we embrace the coming week as a body, I guess maybe I should just clarify it for those who you don't know, we are looking forward to having an ordination next Sunday evening of another pastor. And so this is what sort of brought me to this place, saying that can we approach this week with deep thanksgiving? And this includes everyone. It can include the ones who are certain that, well, it won't affect me closely. It can include the ones that are on the pastoral team already. And it can include the ones who feel a sense of call. I think all of us need to, because if we can embrace this coming week, if we can embrace the outcomes with a sense of gratitude, it will give us the ability, I believe, to receive God's word, God's indication, God's blessing on the process. Well, the interesting thing, and again, this is going to be a David opinion, but it seems to me that when we, coming back to this whole question about gratitude and thanksgiving, there's another word that I had used earlier, the word praise. And the songs that we sang this morning were songs of praise, the last one in particular that I'm thinking about, didn't use the word praise. But there was praise in that, because we were thinking about what God has done. And it's just my opinion that somehow praise sort of seems to be a combination of both gratitude and thanksgiving. Gratitude springs from the heart, and thanksgiving is a result of what we, of that gratitude, or it, now, it can be a result. I think for the mature person, I consider myself that, it becomes praise becomes a function of the two uniting. And so this morning, my prayer is that we will unite. And I'd like to read a number of scriptures. They're all out of Revelation, and they're in the section of praise, of heavenly praise. And I'm going to just read these to you if you will listen, if you want to listen. They're all taken out of Revelation, where there is praise, where the God of heaven is acknowledged. And that indeed is where our praise, it is where our gratitude must rest, as well as our thanksgiving. I'm going to start first off with one from Luke, where the angels came and spoke these words to the shepherds: "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And then in Revelation 5:11, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that is slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" And then Revelation 7:11-12, "And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell down before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, blessing, glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.'" And then Revelation 11:17, "Saying, 'We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned.'" And then Revelation 19:5, "And a voice came out of the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great.'" This morning we are called on to praise God because of who he is. And I rest assured that as we as a body embrace this coming week and the ways that God wants to honor himself, we will do it when we recognize him, when we see him as the sovereign God, the one who reigns and the one who provides. Instead of a closing prayer, I'm going to ask Shane to come lead 359.
Verses 1 through 4, I'd like to have everybody sing the melody on the last line of "Thy kingdom come, O Lord, thy will be done." On verse 5, have everybody sing melody for the verse and break into parts for that last line.
Father, reach our Lord, ruler of creation. Spirit of life, which through death for once made, through the faith dark as sky. No.